You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Preparation for Rosh Hashanah. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent a message through Moshe Ben Adam Shalom that you are standing in front of Hashem, all of you, the head of the community, the head of the tribes, and also the woodcutters, and those that they draw water, Michotev Etzim, Ad Shoev Memecha. So now, here, obviously, the puzzling thing here is that we see Hashem made a covenant with Am Yisrael. And also, the woodcutters are included. It's a very low-grade type of work. So now just imagine, like in an organization or a company, does the president know who the janitor is? Do they know?
No.
I'm talking about a big company. Would they know?
No.
Do they know the name? No. So the puzzling matter here is that when Hashem make a covenant, what does it matter that the woodcutters also be included? So that's what it says in the Torah, that even the woodcutters is a part of the covenant. The Brit is called.
There's no distinction amongst the Yehudi maybe with more knowledge of Torah.
Ah, beautiful. Very nice. But how the woodcutters feel about themselves, or the janitor in the company, how does he feel about himself?
Not too highly,
yeah. Not too highly. Because he never imagined that he would be called to the president's office, would he?
No.
He said, have a seat, you know, let's have a coffee, you know. Would ever the janitor imagine such a thing?
No.
No, it would never happen. So here, one point that we learned, actually, before Rosh Hashanah, sometimes people might have such a feeling. Who am I? What can I do? What difference does it make? What does it matter what I do or not do? So now here we see an interesting thing, that Ribbono Shel Olam, besides informing us that I made a covenant with all of you, but still these type of group are included. That you would not think, you know, I'm nobody, I'm nothing, you know, what does it matter? You know about this? It's okay, you can say no. You know? Well, the problem here is, people that feel they don't count, so they always, you know, they don't value themselves. They don't participate, maybe say, you know, I'm not part of it. I'm not important, what does it matter? But here we see there's no such a thing in Judaism. Every single one counts. Little, big, old, doesn't matter. No matter what type of job you have, the position you have, you count. You count. And you play a big role in effect that you make about the whole Am Yisrael. The whole Am Yisrael. One single person.
What about the one who said, I'm not religious?
That's even better. That's even better. So now here we see today, as we're celebrating the creation of the world, so our Torah Tenu HaKodeshei starts, Bereshit Bara Elokim et Hashamayim et Haaretz. So the period means that Hashem created the et Hashamayim et Haaretz. That's how the Torah starts. Bereshit bara Elokim hashamayim et haaretz. So now, here, we have a very powerful message, and that is that we are told that actually the first thing that Ribono Shel Olam created in his world was the Bereshit itself. Can you read it like this? Bereshit, that means the beginning. Bara, Elokim et hashamayim et haaretz. What does that mean? Many times people, when they feel they fail, and they couldn't make it, so for them to restart is the hardest thing. It needs a lot of courage to do it again. But here, we are told that's not how it works. Ribono Shel Olam injected special ingredient to his creation. It's called Bereshit, to restart. Bereshit, that was the first thing that Hashem created in his world. So that means Yehudi should understand that in any time that you feel you didn't make it and you didn't go through, you have the responsibility to restart again. You have to do it again. Bereshit was the first thing. And that's why we see that the covenant that was made, Mechotev etzecha, Mishoav memecha, even the low grade type of group, Hashem said, you're part of it. Don't say, you know, what am I? Who am I? I don't count. There's no such a thing. You're part of the covenant. So now here, to have the courage to restart is the hardest thing. Because you say, I tried, I did it, you know, it's enough. Hashem doesn't want. Many people say, Hashem doesn't want. If he would want, so... Exactly, it would open the door. It would open the door. So here, so no. There's no such a thing. Because, actually, today... That is the 24th of the Elul, and tomorrow is 25th, the creation of the world took place, something else happened. And that is, there's the 7 days that Ribono Shel Olam built the world, as Zohar HaKadosh brings, and then wiped it out. It took 7 days before tomorrow. As we have this portion in the end of Parashat Vayishlach in Sefer Bereshit. You know the part? To the part that talks about the seven kings, that 7 days Hashem went through the process. So now, why would Hashem would do such a thing? Build the wall and then destroy him, and then build again and destroy him 7 times. You know about the subject?
But they said 950 times.
I'm sorry?
950 times Hashem built the world.
But that's before the given, the Torah was given. But here the 7 days, and then on 25th, the world was created. Why? Because Hashem Baruch wants to teach us that even me, that the creator of the world, I have to do some process 7 times. I built and then I destroyed it. I built and destroyed it. And then finally, here it is, Los Angeles. For you to know, you're not better than me. But some people, they feel they're even better than Hashem. Because first time, you have to make it. But Hashem says, no, even me. I'm the creator of the world, I have to build. I rebuild 7 times, and then at 25th, here it is. This is the creation. And that's what people demand. No. Overnight. No. It has to be go through. But here you see, that's not how it works. And the first item that was injected to the creation was Bereshit. As we learn, very powerful message in the Pasuk, Lahagid Babog El Chastecha, Emunatecha V'Leilot. What Mizmor is it?
95.
Beautiful. Mizmor 92? Yeah, 92. Sadi Bet, that we recite on Shabbatot, 92, says, Lahagid Babog El Chastecha, What does that mean? Lahagid baboger. When is the morning, we announce, we praise you, all the kindness you do. Ve'emunatecha balelot. What does emunatecha mean? Emunatecha? You should say emunatenu. Yeah. Emunatecha, that means the trust that Hashem has on us. It doesn't say emunatenu. That means we trust you. So first of all here, we admit that in the morning to praise Hashem for all His kindness is an easy thing, very easy thing. Lahagid baboga hastecha, baruch Hashem this, baruch Hashem that, baruch Hashem that, baruch Hashem, you're going to give me. But emunatecha balelo, when becomes laila, when becomes dark, then Hashem says, I trust in you. Not emunatenu. Hashem says, I know you can do it. I know. So that means, God forbid, if you back up, that means you're putting Hashem down because He has trust in you. He's sure that you're going to do it again. You're going to go on. You're not going to give up. He knows that you're not going to lose your hope. You're going to put Hashem down? Chas v'shalom. Happened to be a very interesting story about a villager, a Kafri, a Dahati. So he decided to go to the city. So when you want to go to the city, what do? From the village?
The sightseeing places.
I know, but how do you get to the city? Yeah, train. It was train. So first time he wanted to get in the train. So he goes and buy a ticket. So he was asked for the ticket. He said, no, good, very good ticket. So he buys the ticket. And then he notices, you know, as you recall, it was one time that people, they would sneak in from the back door where he said he came. Because they didn't have change, they had $100 bill, you know, so they would go from the back door. So happened to be, he notices that, you know, group of very tzaddikim, they go, you know, where they carry the, you know, the animals in the back of the train. They went, you know, through the back door. So he followed them. So he enters the back of the train, and then in a short while, the inspector comes. So it was, you know, looking about tzaddikim that they forgot to buy tickets. So he goes to the back, and then he notices somebody, because he was a little bit
chubby.
Yeah. So he didn't fit under the bench. So he pulls him out. He said, what are you doing here? Where's your ticket? He says, yeah, I have ticket. So he pulls out his ticket, and then the inspector notices, this is a first class ticket. I said, what are you doing here? why are you hiding here? You have a first class ticket. But his problem was that because he now sneak in with other people, So he thought maybe that's how the process here is. You know, you go under the bench. But he didn't realize you have a first class ticket. You go sit, right?
In the front.
In the loge. Yeah. In the front. This story could apply to many of us. Because sometimes you forget you have a first class ticket. Yehudi, you have a first class ticket. What are you doing in the back of the train? Huh? With the animals? What's wrong with you?
You're not referring
to the what are you doing there? Huh? What happened to you? You know, see what's happening to me. See what my mazal is. Look at the color of my forehead. What happened? Because unfortunately, when you mingle around with people that, you know, they don't have a spirit, they're not happy, and then you become like them. Then you let the problems and the stress to get into you, and you don't realize you have a first class ticket. You're a Yehudi. Yerushalayim has a covenant with you. You know what the embarrassment it is? And then you see, ay, 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 you know, what am I doing here? What did I do to my life? And that's what the whole preparation before Rosh Hashanah is all about. But a sheet, yes, things go wrong. Nobody is exempt. But don't forget, you have the help from Shamayim to do it again. Restart, go on, don't give up. Do it again, go on. Because Emunatecha, Ribono Sholam, is looking to see you're going to start or you're not. Hashem has trust in you. Don't put him down. You have to go on, strong, full of Emunah. And we see, Bezat Hashem, lots of Yeshuot Bekarov, Bezat Hashem, Shalom Aleh, Yeshuot, Geula Shalima, Bezat Hashem, Nekol Am Yisrael, Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.